If you're an investor in the stock market, the summer was really rocky, and perhaps you got an upset stomach or two. Now, as we head through fall, what should you be thinking about when it comes to investing? I'm John Wardock. We'll get some thoughts from Bruce Biddles at R.W. Baird straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
Joining us on the line is Bruce Biddles. He's the chief investment strategist at R.W. Baird. So, Bruce, we had that rocky summer. We had a strong October. Where are we now? Are we in recovery mode as we get ready to move right into November?
Well, you're right. The summer was pretty volatile, certainly, and I think that was due to a couple of things. One was the fact that the Federal Reserve Board was very indecisive for most of the year, and that left the investors really on the edge, not knowing which way the Fed was going. And the Fed didn't know which way they were going either from the remarks. But in any event, and then stock valuations were pretty stretched by the time we got to April and May. So those two factors, I think, led to the correction they experienced in August and September. But by the time we got to the end of September, investor sentiment, the pessimism, had really turned excessive and extreme. And that typically suggests that a lot of liquidity has been building on the sidelines. And I think that's what happened in October. The markets had a big rally here. And I think the root of that has been the fact that a lot of cash was raised in September that was put back to work in October. And also the market was loaded with shorts. And people were pessimistic, thought the market was going to fall apart. And, of course, they were wrong and then forced to cover. So that, I think, really helped spark this rally also in October. So the big question becomes, where do we go from here? And the Federal Reserve now seems determined to raise rates, and I think that's a good thing. I think the sooner we get rates normalized, the better it's going to be, not only for the stock market, but for the economy as well. So that, I think, is a positive, and the market did celebrate that. Last week when Yellen came out and insinuated that a rate hike was in the mail and probably in December. And we're also entering a very strong seasonal period. November, December, January historically has been the strongest 3 months of the year. So that is a tailwind for the market as well. And I think the final thing is I think the U.S. economy is not as weak as the data suggests, and certainly the media has focused on. I think the economy is certainly soft in the industrial sector, but the service sector, which is the vast majority of the activity in the country, seems to be doing pretty well.
What are your expectations for November as we wait for the next Fed meeting in December?
Well, I would say the largest roadblock perhaps for November would be the fact that we had this huge rally in October. So that leaves the market a little overbought here. So the market may have to go through a digestive phase before we add on another leg here to this rally. And we're also pretty close to the old highs now of 2130 on the S&P. That's an approximate number, but pretty close. And so I think the market will eventually gravitate toward those levels, whether it does it in November, just before Thanksgiving is typically a strong seasonal period. There's no way to know that. But I think what is important is the fact that I think the market will continue to rally into year end as long as sentiment does not flip and turn extremely or excessively optimistic. That would signal problems. But we don't see any sense that that's going to happen.
And Bruce, we do get the jobs report very early on in the month of November. We get the October number for employment and the headline number for the unemployment rate. What if that number is once again worse than expected?
Well, I think that just adds to this pessimistic sentiment that we see in the market and the economy. While the markets may negatively react to that for a day or so, I don't think that will be an impediment for this market. If you remember the last 5 or 6 years, all economic data points that came in worse than expected were initially thought to be negative and then celebrated because they felt interest rates would remain low. So I think it's probably a win-win situation for the market on that report next week.
He's Bruce Biddles, the chief investment strategist at R.W. Baird. Bruce, thank you for taking a few minutes to chat.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for calling us. Good talking to you again.
Spend lots of time on your device? Then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success.